had a pope called the conclave, dedicated Russia to Mary, Russia would have been converted to Maria, and we would have went into the millennium of peace in a very peaceful fashion. But when each pope came, took over his position as pope, they would go to the Vatican where they kept these secrets, and they would read them, and ultimately the pope said, no, this I'm not the pope that is supposed to do this. And when the current pope, who is a devoted follower of Mary, of Fatima, not simply Mary, he is a Fatima Mary worshiper, when he became pope, he did the same thing. He did not believe that he was the pope that was destined to react to the Fatima messages, and besides that, it had been so many years that he was certain that the cataclysmic end time events had to take place anyway. His primary spokesman, perhaps, is Malachi Martin, and as Adventists, I'm sure we've heard at least of Keys of This Blood, and we have some quotations here from Keys of This Blood from Malachi Martin. And it'll give us a little bit of an overview of how this current pope and Catholicism understands what's just ahead. First quote there, and first the Catholic prophecy. I looked through yesterday, by the way, the book by Danny Vieira that AJ has, and you'll find in that book, I forget which chapter, a prophecy in Catholicism that's similar to this prophecy. It's not identical, where Danny says they believe that Jesus will return and there'll be a conclave and there'll be a light that comes down and identifies which cardinals should become pope at that time, and that will be the pope that ushers in the millennium of peace. Well, you find different prophecies about what takes place when Jesus returns in Catholicism, but they're similar, okay? And here is one of them. This is the most typical and widely understood one, is right at the top of your page. When Jesus comes, the pope will give him his tiara and his throne. Jesus will give him the keys, and also Jesus will bless the pope. And they believe that this Fatima, that Mary of Fatima that took place in 1917, is the woman of Revelation 12, and John Paul II is supposed to be his child. And if they don't believe that, then they believe that the pope that is there when Jesus returns will be his child, and there's some variables on it. But nevertheless, let's look at some passages from Keys of This Blood. And this is Malachi Martin. And he says, John Paul II had been acquainted as long as he could remember with most of the facts of Fatima, and we left several of the facts out. The Virgin Mary had appeared several times to three peasant children. She had confided to them certain admonitions, including detailed set of instructions and predictions that were intended for papal action at a certain time in the future, and she had ended her visit in October 1917 with a miracle that recalled for many the Bible verse, which tells of a woman clothed with the sun and giving birth to a son who will rule the nations with a rod of iron. Page 48. Once selected pope in 1978,